有些人会问这个问题。
Somebody may ask this one question.
为什么会在圣诞节的里头会谈菜团的东西？
Why would we talk about mission in this Christmas season?
有一次我在达拉斯，在某一个中国教会正道完了之后。
One day after I preach in a Dallas church.
我当时的题目呢，就是讲到菜团的问题。
The topic that day was talking about mission.
我就说教会必须要做菜团的工作。
I said a church must involve in mission.
结果完了之后，有一个朋友来找我。
So after it was all finished, a friend came up and asked me.
他说：“常牧师，为什么你们教会这么多的圣工，你们还做拆船的工作 ？Ship dismantling work.”
He said, Pastor Chang, with all the mission, all the work that your church is doing, why are you also involved in mission?
可能有的弟兄姐妹还没有 get 到那个 idea.
Maybe some of you have not didn't get the idea yet.
因为我说拆船，他以为说把船给拆掉了。
I can't translate. Well, in Chinese, it's very similar to ship dismantling work. It sounds the same.
It sounds exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
教会必须要做拆船的工作。
A church must be involved in mission.
为什么呢
？Why?
拆船的工作是教会的命脉。
It is the mainstream, the bloodstream of a church.
神的心呢？如果说神啊、用人体的神的心呢，它的那个 pumping 啊 ，every beat 每一个的这个的这个 pumping 都可以感觉到，你也可以知道神的心意是要服侍财产。
If we use the body as an illustration, every time it pumps, you can feel it's God's heart.
我们来看一看啊，今天的这个主题呢叫“直到地极，做主见证”。
And the topic for today is to the end of the world, we will witness for him.
我们先看两段的经文。
Let's look at two scriptures.
请大家先看以赛亚书。
Let's open your Bible to Isaiah.
43章。
Chapter 43.
我们来看看这段经文。以赛亚书第43章
Isaiah 43
我们从第十节来开始看
Let's begin from verse 10
耶和华说你们是我的见证我所拣选的仆人既是这样便可以知道且信服我又明白我就是耶和华在我以前没有真神在我以后也必没有唯有我是耶和华除我以外没有救主我曾指示我曾拯救我曾说明并且在你们中间没有别神所以耶和华说你们是我的见证我也是神自从有日子以来我就是神谁也不能救人脱离我手我要行事谁能阻止呢
Verse 10 You are my witnesses says the Lord and my servant whom I have chosen that you may know and believe me and understand that I am him that I am he Before me no God was formed nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed, when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God, and also henceforth I am him. There is none who can deliver before my hand. I work, and who can hinder?
现在让我们看新约的《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
然后我们回来呢做一些个所谓的总结。
And then we'll come back and make some conclusions.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth
我们刚看了两段的经文一段是在旧约一段是在新约
Just now we saw two scriptures one in the Old Testament one in the New Testament
在旧约的时候是耶和华神向他的选民以色列所发出的这一些的所谓的宣告
And in the Old Testament, it is Jehovah God talking to his own people, the Israelites.
但是在新约的时候呢，是主耶稣基督 在复活之前、升天之前跟门徒所说的一番的话。
And in the New Testament, is Jesus talking to his disciples before his ascension into the heaven?
在这两段的经文，我们看到神的心意，愿意万人得救，从头到尾从来没有改变过。
And from these two scriptures, we see that God's will is for all to receive Him, to get saved, and it has never changed.
愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
He wants all to be saved. He does not want to be lost.
但是呢，在旧约的时候呢，我们要注意一点的就是，神透过的那个工具，他手上的这个工具，在旧约跟新约有一点不一样。
But we need to notice that in the New and the Old Testament, the tools that God used to deliver His message are different.
在旧约的时候，神在这个全地的里边选召了以色列作为他自己的选民。
In the Old Testament, God has called this group of people, the Israelites, to be His chosen people.
你知道能够得到成为神的选民是很不简单的一件事情。
You know, it is not something to be taken lightly to be God's chosen people.
是一个特别的一个的恩典。
It is a special grace.
我们来看看这个恩典是怎么临到以色列的身上的。
Let's look at how this grace come upon Israel.
请大家打开生命记第七章。
Let's open your Bible to Deuteronomy.
生命记第七章。
Chapter 7.
我们从第六节开始看。
Let's begin from verse 6.
因为你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的名，耶和华你的神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。耶和华专爱你们，拣选你们，并非因为你们的人数多于别民，原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，又因要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。所以你们要知道，耶和华你是你们的神，他是神，是信实的神，向爱他、守他诫命的人，守约施慈爱，直到现在。
For you are people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for His own possession, out of all the peoples that are on the face of the earth. It was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set His love upon you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples.But it is because the Lord loves you and is giving the oath which He swore to your fathers that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps a covenant and steadfast love with those who love Him and keep His commandments to a thousand generations.
在这段的经文，我们最一先都看到两件的事情，为什么神拣选以色列民。
From the scripture, we can see at least two reasons why God has chosen Israel.
第一是因为神的爱的缘故。
Number one is because of His love.
神做任何的东西，他的这个动机永远是被爱所推动的。
No matter what God does, it is out of love.
他要怜悯谁，他就怜悯谁。
If he wants to have mercy on anyone, he will have mercy.
如果他要怜悯谁的时候，他的后面的动机永远是出于爱的。
And the motive behind this is love.
所以呢，在全地的当中，以色列人民是人数最少的，但是神因为爱他们的缘故，把他们从万民的当中选召出来。
And out of all the people, the Israelites are the fewest in number, but God still called them out of the people.
除了神的爱以外呢，也是因为神呢，在起初的时候向这个列祖所发的誓。
And besides love, it is because of the covenant He has made to their fathers.
啊，这个誓非常的重要。
This is very important.
这个誓呢，是神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And this is a covenant that He made with Abraham.
这个的约呢，是无条件的约。
This covenant is without boundary.
这个约的里头呢，不单神要祝福亚伯拉罕，神也透过亚伯拉罕，万民万国列邦都能够因他而蒙福。
And with this covenant, not only will Abraham and his descendants be blessed, but through them the whole world will be blessed.
请大家打开《创世纪》第十二章。
Open your Bible to Genesis, chapter 2.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
第一节到第四节。
Genesis chapter 12:1-12.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我想要指示你们的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要叫别人得福。 为你祝福的我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Now the Lord said to Abram, go go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who curse you, I will curse. And by you, all the families of the earth shall bless themselves.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of you.
这是神对亚伯拉罕呼召他的时候，三个的呼召，三个的要求，然后呢，三个的应许。
And this is the three calling that God has given Abraham, the three promises and the three blessings.
因为时间的缘故呢，我们只能够把最重要的就是这一个是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Because the time constraint will say that this is what God has promised.
当神答应的东西，他一定会做的。
When God promised, He will fulfill.
不像我们人。
Not like you and I.
我答应娶你。
I agree to marry you.
结果等了八年都没嫁出去那个女的。
But then after 8 years, she's still single.
不像人一样。
Not like man.
你死心的塌地给我做。
You just work hard for me.
我一定会回报你的。
I will reward you.
结果没做了六个月就炒鱿鱼就炒走了。
But then after 6 months he was fired.
不像人。
Not like man.
我们答应人有很多的东西，但是都没做到。
We promise a lot of things to people, but we never fulfill them.
神是永远不说谎的。
God will never lie.
他如果说要爱你，他一定爱你到底。
If he said he loves you, he will love you to the end.
如果他要拣选你的话，他会永远的拣选你。
If he's going to choose you, he will always choose you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神为什么要拣选以色列？因为神爱以色列民，也是因为他对列祖所起的事儿心思。
Why did God want to call the Israelites? It's because he loved them and he had also have this covenant.
那本来在这么的一个情况的下面，如果以色列民听话的话，其实万事都没有，什么事儿都没有。
So under this circumstance, if the Israelites would just listen to God,then nothing would have happened.
但是呢，后来我们知道以色列在爱的当中，在神的选召的当中，在神的这个的这个所谓的把这个使命交托给他们，他们在当中堕落了。
But then we know at the in the middle of all of this, in the promise, in the love, and in the commission that was given to them, they failed.
你知道吗？人的失败啊，往往不是因为其他的原因，乃是你自己，你知道吗？
Do you know that oftentimes as we fail, it's not because of other circumstances, but it's only because of you.
有的时候我到那些监狱去探那些的那个监犯的时候，我问他你为什么会在这儿？
Sometimes if I go to the prison to visit those prisoners, I ask them, why are you here?
他就开个清单给我，我爸爸不好，我妈妈不好，我哥哥不好，我姐姐不好，社会不好，学校不好，老师不好，校长不好，朋友不好，政府也不好，警察更不好。
Then they gave me a list. My mom is bad, my dad is bad, my brother, my sister, my school, my teacher, the society, the government, and the policeman.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，各位的朋友，当人失败的时候，很多的时候是你自己的问题。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times as we fail, it is because of us.
婚姻持续不下去了。
You cannot continue the marriage.
当初娶你的时候多么的漂亮，四十年之后你现在都潮皮了，我。
40 years ago as I married you, you were so beautiful. 40 years later, you are wrinkled.
四十年前娶你的时候，你煮这么好的吃的菜给我吃，现在你什么都不煮给我了。
40 years ago, you cook all the time and it was good. Now you don't even cook.
四十年前什么话呢你都跟我说，现在你一句话都不跟我谈。
40 years ago, you would tell me everything. Now you don't even tell me a word.
有一次有一个太太。
One time there was a wife.
常常的就对那个丈夫念念，你知道什么叫念吗？
She was always nagging at her husband.
哇，这个先生真是受不了。
He couldn't take it anymore.
结果有一天在崇拜的时候，牧师讲到的时候就提到，你知道吗？女人一天讲24000个字，男人一天讲8000个字，哇，他高兴得不得了。
One day during preaching, the pastor said, you know, men, women talk 24,000 words.A day, and man only said 8,000.
回到家就抓着自己的老婆，你知道吗？我今天呢， 听到福音呢。
And the husband was so happy. So as they go home, the husband said, "You know what? I heard good news today."
那太太就说：“你听到啥？”
He said, "What?"
你知道吗？牧师今天早上说啊，女人呢讲话多，男人讲话少啊。
He said, "You know what the pastor said today? Men talk a little while the ladies talk a lot."
那太太说：“是吗？”
And the wife said, Is that real?
是啊，牧师说了，女人讲24,000个字，男人只讲8,000个字。
Yeah, the pastor said women talk 24,000 words and men only 8,000.
这个太太然后跟那先生说，你知道原因吗？
And so the wife said, do you know why?
因为我每次跟你讲话，我都是讲两三次。
You know, because every time I have to tell you something, I have to repeat myself 2 or 3 times.
那先生说
你
说什么？
And the husband said, what did you just say?
很多的时候，我们的失败不要怨人，不要怨人。
A lot of times, don't blame your failure on other people.
我太肥了，我太瘦了，我太高了，我太矮了。
I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too tall, I'm too short.
神就是这样造我。
This is how God has made me.
这就是我。
Me.
不需要看着镜子，哎呀，怎么这个嘴巴这么厚啊？
Don't look at the mirror and say, "Oh, how come my lips?"
哎呀，怎么我的眼好像下垂了？
How come my eyes are drooping?
哎呀，好像这怎么好像太大了？
啊，他们那
哎呀，我简单的告诉你，神造你，你就安安然然的就接受吧。
Let me tell you, this is how God has made you. Just accept it.
神拣选以色列人在爱的当中，在神的应许的当中堕落了。
God has chosen the Israelites, but they have failed in this life.
好，那怎么办
？So then, what do they do?
神的心意是要万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
God wants all to be saved, not one lost.
难道神的普世的救赎的计划就因为以色列民的失败而终止了吗？
But then does it mean because of the failure of the Israelites, then God's will has to be stopped?
会不会？
Will it happen?
说会的请举手。
Lift up your hand if you say yes, it will stop.
都在听到。
Good, you're all listening.
我不是说过了吗？神答应的事儿一定会什么？永远不落空的。
Did I just tell you that what God promised?He will always.
所以在这个难题的当中啊，神现在呢，把那个方向转一转。
So in this difficulty, then God has changed the direction a bit.
神把以色列暂时的放在一旁。
God temporarily placed the Israelites aside.
神并没有忘记。
He didn't forget them.
但是在这个时候呢，神在新约的时候呢，兴起了一个的机体，就是教会。
And in the New Testament, God raised up a new body, and it's the church.
这个教会哈、啊，是从一个角度是属灵的以色列，
and、
它不是以色列。
And from a point of view, this church is the spiritual Israelite.
好，你们从来没看过我的孩子。
Okay, you've never seen my kids.
你从来没看过我的孩子。
You've never seen my kids.
但是我的孩子很像我。
But my kids look just like me.
很像我。
Look just like me.
但是我的孩子是不是我
？But is my kid me?
不是我。
No.
他 looks like me, but not identical with me. 他是很像我，但是绝对不是我。
He looks like me, but he's not identical.
教会很像以色列，但是教会不是以色列。
The church looks like the Israelites, but they're not identical with them.
所以放在新约的时候，主耶稣基督他跟教会。
So in the New Testament, Jesus and the church.
他跟神对以色列所发出的预告完全一样的。
The commission to the church and to the Israelites are the same.
神是不是神？神是神。耶稣是不是神？耶稣是神。
Is God God? Yes, He is. Is Jesus Christ God? Yes, He is.
神所说的话，你要做我的见证。主耶稣基督跟教会说，你要做我的见证。同样的内容。
God told the Israelites, "You are my witness." And Jesus said to the church, "You are my witness." It's the same thing.
但是不是宣教？现在神手中的工具不一样了。
But for evangelizing, the tools are different.
主耶稣基督吩咐教会，当圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们必得着能力。
What Jesus told the church is, when the Holy Spirit descends on you, you will receive.Power.
这个能力好，不是普通的能力。
This is not an ordinary power.
从圣经的原版这个原文的这个意思是大炸药的意思。
And this is like the dynamite power.
哎，对，翻译的很好。Dynamite.
It's a dynamite power.
强而大的力量。
It is a great and mighty power.
所以呢，当圣灵降临在教会的身上的时候，教会会得着那大而有能力的。
So as the Holy Spirit descends upon the church will receive this dynamo power.
然后呢，你们从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚直到地极。做什么？做我的见证。
And then you will go from Jerusalem, Samaria, and then to the circling area, and then to the ends of the earth.
这是主耶稣基督亲自跟教会所吩咐的话。
And this is what Jesus told the church.
今天教会有没有出去
？Today, did the church do it?
有没有出去
？Did it go out?
We glued our butt to the pew. 我坦白的告诉你。
I'm going to tell you honestly.
建立教会很容易啊。
It is easy to build a church.
因为教堂这么美丽。
Because the church is beautiful.
教会的那个聚餐的饭这么好吃。
And then there is the potluck meals are so great.
教会里头这么多的好处。
There are so many good things in this church.
教会啊，建立教会不容易，不是一件很难的事。
It is not difficult to build.
但是如果你要吩咐一个教会出去传福音的话，那比登天都难。我告诉你。
But if you're going to call a church to go and evangelize,
所以很多的教会注重敬拜。
It is very hard, harder than going to.
很多的教会注重宗教教育。
So a lot of churches focus on worship and education.
有很多的教会注重团契。
And a lot of churches focus on fellowship.
这都没错。
These are not wrong.
但是如果你只是做这三件事而不出去的话，那就大错了。
But then if you only focus on these three things and not go out to evangelize,
神给教会有四个基本的功能。
God has given the church four basic functions.
也是工作。
And they are work.
我现在告诉你，你千万不要忘记这四个工作。
I'm going to tell you now, don't ever forget it.
你要跟着我一起做。
And do it with me.
把所有的东西放下。
Put down everything.
我需要你两只手。
I need your two hands. Okay.
你跟我一起说，往上。
Stay with me.
往上。是敬拜。
Go up. It's worship.
所以教会第一个功能呢是要敬拜什么？敬拜先前的 worship 一样。往下。往下。是教导。
Downward is teaching.
往左。
To the left.
是团契。
It's fellowship.
彼此相爱啊。往右
to the right
是呼喊啊
is calling
跟我一起说哦好再来一次往上
upward
敬拜
worship
往下
downward
是教导
teaching
往左
to the left
是相爱
love one another
往右
to the right
要宣讲
you need to call out
要宣讲
call out God's word
现在教会最缺乏的就是第四往右向世界去宣讲。
Today the church lack most is the one to the right to call out to evangelize.
所以神对以色列的吩咐，神对教会的吩咐同样的。
So it's the same calling from God to the Israelites and to the church.
因为神的心意是愿意人人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
Because God's will is for all to be saved, none to get lost.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要你知道啊，当你得救之后。
So brothers and sisters, I want you to know after you're saved.
你对你的配偶有最重要的责任。
You have a very important responsibility to your friends.
配偶 spouse.
Oh, to your spouse.
你要把他迎娶到带到神的面前。
You need to lead them to God.
你的生命要改变到一个地步，那个配偶人怎么你变了？
Your life should change to a point where your spouse will notice, hey, you've changed.
你常常打我的以前。
You used to beat me.
你常常骂我的。
You used to scold me before.
常常骗人的。
You always try to cheat people.
怎么现在主你好像生命改变了？
How come that now your life has changed?
你的见证在你的配偶之前，你一定要让他知道你信主之后，你的生命完全改变了。
Your life must change so that your spouse will notice that your life is changed.
你第二个责任是你的家人。
Your second responsibility is your family.
你的爸爸、你的妈妈、你的孩子、你的兄弟、你的姐妹，你要把他们带到主的面前。
Your parents, your children, your siblings.
好，第三。
Thirdly.
你要在你的社区的里头做盐做光。
You should be the light and salt in your neighborhood area.
然后你能够把福音，然后传到外面去。
And then you can evangelize out of that circle.
从来没有一个人。
There has never been one.
神会用他的。
that God will use.
神从来不会用一个人在这里家里面不传福音，在社区里边，难道搭了一个飞机到非洲你就传吗？
God will never use a person who does not evangelize to his family, his friend. Are you going to take a plane, go to South Africa, and then start preaching?
我待会会讲个人布道，我在那个时候，我再跟大家多讲两件事情。
I'm going to talk to you about personal evangelizing, and then I'll tell you more about that.
好的，我们现在呢，知道神的心意了。
So now we know the heart of the will of God.
你知道吗？在新约的里头，四福音呢，每一个的福音的里头都有主耶稣基督的大使命吗？
You know that in the four Gospels, each Gospel all mention about the Great Commission.
马太福音第二十八章十八到二十节，主耶稣基督吩咐他们：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名替他们施洗。凡我所教导你们的，你们都要教导他们。我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through the end, it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age.
马太里头注重的是使万民做主的门徒。
In Matthew, it stressed go and make disciples of all nations.
马太福音的重点呢是天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And the important thing here is that all authorities in heaven and earth have been given to me.
所以当教会出去的时候，我们心里头完全在心里头准备，我们是奉着主耶稣基督天上地下所有的权柄而出去的。
So as we go, we are bringing along the authority given to us, heaven and earth.
任何抵挡我们信息的，就是直接抵挡神的。
Anything that is in obstruction to us is in direct obstruction to God.
而且我们出去不是叫人家举个手直至就算了，我们要把他们栽培信心，把他们培育，花了几年的时间把他们真真正正作为主耶稣基督的一个真正的门徒。
And so what we're doing is not just asking people to raise their hand and then that's it. We're going to spend time to bring them up, to build their faith, and to make them into disciples.
什么是门徒？
What is disciples?
门徒是愿意为主而去死的。
Disciples are willing to die for God.
什么是门徒？
What is disciples?
门徒是愿意在教会的里头，在社区的里头肯委身的信徒。
And it is a person who is willing to sacrifice himself.
什么是门徒？
What is a disciple?
门徒呢是在教会的里头，在金钱上会尽责的信徒，那是个门徒。
It is a believer who will fulfill the responsibility monetarily.
什么是门徒？门徒是愿意为主每一天的去背他那个沉重的十字架的。
And a disciple is willing to bear the cross every day for God.
今天教会的里头太多信徒了。
Today there are too many believers in the church.
门徒有几个？
But how many disciples are there?
在座当中有哪一个愿意为主而死的？请举手。
How many of you among you will be willing to die for God? Raise your hand. I know of a Korean pastor.
I'm not kidding you. 他跟我说，我随时愿意为主去寻道的。
He said, "I am willing to martyr for Christ's sake."
你有没有这种决心？
Do you have this decision?
可能我们真是跟初期的信徒门徒一样，一听到主耶稣基督被抓了，每个人都藏起来了，躲起来了。
Maybe we are like the early disciples. As they heard Jesus was captured, they tried to hide.
马太福音注重使万民做主的门徒，马太福音注重权柄。
Matthew stressed on authority and also stressed on making disciples out of all nations.
但是马可福音呢？
But in Mark.
我们来看看这段圣经很重要。
Let's look at Mark.
马可福音。
The Gospel of Mark.
第十六章最后的一章。
Chapter 16, the last.
十四到第十八节。
14-18.
后来十一个门徒坐席的时候，耶稣向他们显现，责备他们不信。你看看马可福音啊，很重要的一点就是耶稣基督常常的提醒他们的门徒缺乏信心。
And in Mark, often Jesus scolded the disciples for lack of faith.
所以呢，主耶稣基督责备他们。
So Jesus scolded them.
所责备他们的不信，心里的刚，因为他们不信那些他在复活以后看见他的人。
He talked about how they would in disbelief, they have hardness of life.
但是十六节你看看。
Then in verse 16,
先而受洗的必然得救，不信的必必定罪，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也不一不受害，手按病人，病人就好了。主耶稣就跟他们说完了这话，就被升到天上，坐在神的右边，门徒出去到处宣讲宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实他们所传的道。
And so he who Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by the signs that attended.
马可的重点,
the focus of Mark
就是传福音,
is preach the gospel.
马可的重点是要帮助那些不信的变为信的人。
The focus of Mark is to change those who are unbelievers into believers.
好，所以马太福音呢是注重做主的门徒跟权柄。
So Matthew focused on authority and making disciples.
马可叫我们去传，而且呢要帮助那些不信的，把他们变成信的信神的人。
And Mark tells us to go and preach and to make non-believers into believers.
好，我们现在来看看路加福音第二十四章四十到四十四到四十八节。
Okay, let's look at Luke chapter 24:44-48.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须要应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经，又对他们说，经上所写的基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万方，你们就是这些事的见证。
44. Then he said to them, these are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in...
路加的重点是什么呢?
What is the focus of Luke?
路加的重点呢是主耶稣基督解释给门徒让他们明白。
The focus here is Jesus explained to the disciples so they can understand.
你看看第四十四节，耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前跟你们同在的时候告诉你们的这些的话，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须要应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。所以路加的重点呢，是主耶稣要让门徒明白知道为什么他们要去传道。
So look at verse 44. He said to them, these are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. So the focus of Luke is Jesus explaining to them why they need to go and preach.
传福音你一定要自己是明白的人。
In order to preach the gospel, you must first understand.
而这里呢，跟这个哥林多前书第十五章很清楚地告诉我们什么是福音。
And here and in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us clearly what is the gospel.
福音是什么呢？
What is the gospel?
主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
照着经上所写的。
According to the Bible.
必须受害。
Must suffer.
但是第三天他会从死里复活。
And he will rise up in the third day.
这是福音呢， put it into a capsule.
And this is gospel put in a capsule.
你有机会的话，你再看看哥林多前书第十五章，同样的。
If you have time, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
好，这是路加的重点，主耶稣基督解释，然后呢，让他们明白。
So this is the focus of Luke. Jesus explained to them so they can understand.
好，最后了，约翰福音。
Okay, then lastly,
请大家打开约翰福音第二十章，
John chapter 20.
约翰福音书第二十章。我们从二十一到二十三节。
Chapter 20 from verse 21 to 23.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安，父怎么差遣了我，我也照样的差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就得赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，罪就留谁的罪就留下了。”
Verse 20. Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, even so I sent you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained."
约翰福音告诉我们什么呢？
What did John tell us?
是主耶稣基督的直接的任命。
It's the direct commission of Jesus.
父怎么差遣了我，我也照样的差遣你们。
As the Father has sent me, so I sent you.
约翰福音呢，还有第二个重点。
There's a second focus in John.
就是主耶稣基督向他们吹了一口气。
Is that Jesus breathed on them?
你们领受圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
那我刚才说过哈，圣灵给我们的能力是非常大的。
Just as I mentioned, the Holy Spirit has given us great power.
但是呢，在这个的时候呢，使徒们还没有领受圣灵。
But at that present time, the disciples have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵降临呢，是在《使徒行传》第二章的时候。
Because the descending of the Holy Spirit happens in the second chapter of Acts.
但是当主差遣他们的时候。
But when Jesus sent them.
主不单差遣，同时把能力给他们。
Not only did Jesus commission them, but he also gave them the power.
我们没有办法做任何的事情而离开了圣灵的能力。
If we come apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything.
同样的，我们也不能够做任何的事情而没有主的同在的。
Similarly, we cannot do anything apart from God.
所以在这儿，主耶稣基督跟这些的门徒说：“你们领受圣灵，我们叫 partial endorsement， 就是只先给他们。”然后呢，《使徒行传》第二章才是这个的预言的完全的成就。
So here we call this the partial endorsement that Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit, and then in Acts it will be complete.
好，把它总结起来。
So let's conclude all this.
教会必须要顺从神的这个的使命。
The church must obey this commission from God.
我们领受了救恩，我们也要把这个救恩呢传出去。
We accepted this salvation. We must also spread this gospel.
在传的时候呢，有一个很重要的大主题，就是我们只是做神的见证人。
And as we preach the gospel, there is one thing we have to remember: we are the witness of God.
我们怎么的领会？我们怎么的明白？我们怎么的体会？我们就讲。
How do we experience? How do we come to understand? Then we tell them about this.
什么叫见证呢？
What is witness?
你看到了什么？
What have you seen?
你经历了什么？
What have you experienced?
你就讲。
Then you tell.
你不需要多加任何的东西。
You don't have to add in anything.
所以呢，我们呢是神的见证人。
So we are the witnesses of God.
但是把四福音总结起来呢，就变成是我们做差传事工的 bug 的最重要的东西。
But as if we conclude the four gospels, then there are eight commissions.
我们出去的时候，我们要有神的这个的权柄。
As we go out, we must have the authority from God.
神已经把这个权柄赐给我了。
God has already given us this.
第二，我们出去呢是使万民做主的门徒。
Secondly, as we go, we must make disciples of all nations.
我们出去的时候呢，我们要传纯正的福音。
As we go out and preach, we must preach the pure gospel.
我们要帮助那些不信的人变成了信神的人。
We must help the non-believers to become believers.
在这个过程的里头，我们必须要加以解释。让他们能够明白神的话。
And in the process, we must explain to them so they can understand God's word.
而且我们出去的时候。
And as we go.
我们要很清楚的，我们是受差遣而出去的。
We must understand clearly that we are being commissioned.
今天华人教会，自从马里逊把福音带到中国，已经有200年了。
Today, in the 200-year history of the Chinese Church since Morrison has brought the gospel to China.
1806年，他把福音带到中国的。
In 1806, Morrison brought the gospel to China.
所以呢，去年跟今年，世界各地的华人教会都庆祝马里逊入华200周年。
So from last year until this year, all the Chinese churches have been celebrating the 200-year anniversary of Morrison bringing forth the gospel to China.
现在华人教会，我可以大胆的说一遍，世界各地都有。
I can boldly say that in every corner of the earth there is Chinese churches.
瑞典、芬兰、挪威、北欧的国家有华人教会。
In Denmark, Finland, in the northern European country, there are Chinese churches.
非洲有华人的教会。
In Africa, there is Chinese church.
西欧有华人的教会。
In Western Europe, there is a Chinese church.
东欧有华人的教会。我在波兰去过一个华人教会，就在波兰华沙。
In Eastern Europe, in Poland, there's also, I have been to a Chinese
church. 中南美洲有华人教会。
In Central and Southern America, there is China.
南美洲有华人教会。
In Southern America, there's Chinese churches.
我们的中心呢，现在把南美洲放作是我们事工的两个的重点的其中的一个，另外一个就是中国。
The two focus area that we are working on is South America and also China.
委内瑞拉的首都 Caracas, 我已经去过五次了。明年二月我还要去。
I have been to Caracas for 5 times. In February, I'm going to go again.
日本有华人教会。
In Japan, there's Chinese church.
台湾有华人教会。
Taiwan.
香港有华人教会。
Hong Kong.
缅甸有华人教会。
In
Burma. 中国那就更不用说了。
In China, needless to say.
我三个礼拜从中国回来。
I've been back from China about 3 weeks ago.
我到的那个地方呢，是全国信徒比例最高的地方。
I've been to this one location where the ratio of Christian is the highest.
那里的教堂又高又大又漂亮。
The churches there are big and tall.
而且当地的人很会做生意，请问是哪一个省啊？哪一个市？
And the people know how to do business. Do you know which part of China that is?
温州是对的。我在温州的山上，21个教会的领袖来上课。
I was up in a mountain and 21 church leaders come to my class.
但是我要告诉大家一件事情。
But I have to tell you one thing.
华人教会现在非常的荒凉。
The Chinese churches are poor.
你不要看教堂大。
Don't just look at the building itself.
你不要以为这个事工多。
Don't just think there are lots of work around.
甚至有的教会像帕姆跟我说，常牧师，我们的教会钱从来不缺。
And some church even boast to me that Reverend Chang, we are never in lack of money.
这么多给一点我，这么多给一点穷的吧。
If you have so much, give me a little and give some to the poor.
在主里头其实有什么可夸的呢？
How can you boast in Christ?
如果真的夸的话，要指着主的名来夸。
If you are really going to boast, boast in the name of the Lord.
我告诉你，今天华人教会贫乏的是什么
？Let me tell you what is the Chinese church poor in？
那个心呢
？It's the heart。
没有跟神连接。
The heart was not, is not connected with God。
没有知道神喜欢的是什么
？Don't know what God likes。
没有知道神对什么的事情他会忧伤
？Don't know what grieves God。
我们跟神距离太远。
We are separated too far from God。
神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。
God wants all to be saved, not one.
当我们坐在美丽的教堂，享受美丽的这个团契，接受美好的这个宗教的教育。
As we sit in a beautiful church, enjoy the beautiful fellowship and beautiful education.
但是我们不去的话
，But if we don't go,
神的心会伤心。
Then God's heart is grieved.
因为教会的四个的功能有一个就没有去做。
Because out of the 4 functions of the church, one is not being done.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神很祝福你们。
Brothers and sisters, God bless you all.
你们搬进来了两个礼拜。
You have moved into this building for 2 weeks.
你们有忠心的牧者，有美好的领袖。
You all have a faithful servant and also leaders.
当教会考虑将来的方向的时候，是否要考虑走在神的旨意的当中？
As you consider the future focus of the church, do you consider mission?
我们是否要把我们的眼界高抬一下？因为庄稼已经熟了。
Do we have to lift up our eyes and look at all the harvest because they are ready?
你愿不愿意与主同心同行
？Are you willing to be united with God?
你愿否接受神的差派
？Are you willing to accept His calling?
你愿不愿意尽你自己做门徒的责任？
Are you willing to fulfill your responsibility as a disciple?
你愿不愿意凭信心跨出那一个拆穿的那一步？
Are you willing to take the first step in faith to mission?
是要付代价的。
You have to pay a price.
边云坡他这样讲。 是自己的手。
It's my own hands.
甘心放下世上一切的享受。
I am willing to lay down all my enjoyment.
是自己的脚。
It is my own feet.
甘心来到这条苦难的道路上来奔跑。
Willing to step upon this difficult road ahead.
唯宁肯让泪水一行行的向内心涌流。
And I'm willing to weep.
但是遥望着哥哥他参与。
But I'm going to look upon Golgotha.
就是自死也绝不退后。
Until death will I not turn back.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你有没有这种的心智？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this kind of decision?
你有没有这种的决心？
Do you have this kind of dedication?
在困难的当中。
In amongst difficulty.
在无有的当中。
In nothingness.
但是你顺服神的差派。
But that you are willing to obey.
你说主啊，我要走在你的旨意的当中。
You said, Lord, I am going to walk in your will.
我告诉你，当你这样做的话，神会祝福你。
I'm telling you, if you obey and you do this, God will bless you. God will bless you.
但是你有没有那个决心？
But do you have that determination?
我们一起低头。
Let us bow our heads.
当我们唱这首歌的时候，弟兄姐妹，你低头，你在你内心的里头，你刚才所听的，你向神祷告。
As we sing this song, I want you to continue to bow your head and think about what you have just heard.
愿圣灵借着这首歌来激励你。
And may the Holy Spirit touch you with this song.
主啊，我在这里。
12个月的当中, if you are willing in the future 12 months,
你愿意出去,
that you are willing to go out,
参加一次的短宣,
to join in a short mission trip,
出去看看,
just go out and see,
看看神的作为,
to see what God is
doing, 看看那发白的装甲,
and look at that white field,
看看那些有需要的人,
to see those in need.
如果在座当中,
if any among you,
有任何的基督徒,
any believers
愿意在未来12个月,
are willing in the future 12 months
凭着信心,
to go in faith
也凭着神的怜悯,
and the mercy of God
愿意出去参加一次的短宣的,
if you are willing to go on a short mission trip
如果在座当中有这种弟兄姐妹的, 你站起来,
if there are any brothers and sisters
你作为对神今天对你说话所 发出的预告, 你给他做一个回应, 有没有这样的弟兄姐妹?
Do you have a response to what God is calling you to do?
你愿意在未来的12个月出去,
that you are willing in the future 12 months to go out,
体验一下短宣宣教的这种的生涯,
to experience the life of a missionary.
如果有的弟兄姐妹你现在就站起来, 在你的座位站起来,
if you are willing, stand up.
感谢主, 还有没有?
From your seat.
还有没有?
Thank God. Is there any more?
你愿意回应神,
if you are willing,
我在这,
to respond to God and tell him, I am here.
还有没有弟兄姐妹?
Is there any other brothers?
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't stop the work of the Holy Spirit.
抗拒神, 抗拒消灭圣灵的感动,
don't fight against God. And,
我们承受不了,
and don't destroy.
神如果感动你的话, 你站起来, 你在你的座位, 恭敬地站起来,
If God is working in you, stand up from your seat.
大家一同的站立。
Let us rise. Let us all rise.
大家一同站立。我们最后唱这首歌。
Let us sing this song together.
我们一起的来唱。唱的时候用一种坚决的信心来唱。
今天的奉献祷告。
Let's pray for today's offering.
主耶稣基督，你感谢你。
Jesus Lord Christ.
你给我们的实在是太多太多。
We thank you. You have given us so much.
你甚至于把你的独生爱子也给了我们。
True. Yes, the only begotten Son of God, you come to the earth.
Die
for our sin. You've given us new life.
我们实在是一群有亏欠的你的儿女。
We're the children who owe you.
我们这些都是实在是不配。
We're not worthy.
但是你始终的还是爱着我们。
But you still love us.
我们愿意踏出去，我们愿意来回报你。
We're willing to step out. We're willing to repay your love for us.
我们愿意把我们的时间、我们的金钱，更愿意将我们的这里献上，当作活祭。
We're willing to offer our money, time, even ourselves as living sacrifice.
来做主的工，来奔跑你前面给我们指派我们的道路。
To work for you, to run towards the heaven.
我们这些奉献，求主你用在你的事工上面。
Please accept our offering and may you use in your ministry.
以上的告是奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
All the announcements are printed in our program.
我们只要有两个地方要补充的。
There are two more announcements.
第一个就是在那个我们的事项的第二点哈。
Number two announcement.
那等一下，我们的今天的主会学是我们将联合在一起。那常牧师再来跟我们一同来分享。那题目是个人布道。
Our Sunday schools will be combined today. The speaker is Reverend Abel Xiong and the topic personal evangelism.
所以十一点的时候呢，请大家再回到这个崇拜厅。
So please at 11 o'clock come back to the sanctuary.
第二点是关于这个有一个免费的英语课程。
And one more announcement is there's a free English lesson classes.
开课的日期是第一天是在明年一月二十二号。
The class will begin on January 22nd, 2008.
时间是那天的星期二的早上九点半到十一点。
Every Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 11 o'clock.
所以希望大家踊跃参加哈。
Please invite your friends to come to this class.
假如说需要报名的话，请向师母联络。
Please register with Joan if you're interested.
这个课程呢，有英语的绘画啊。有美国的老师可以来上课。
And this is a conversation class, and you have a chance to learn from English speaker.